Welcome back to The Clinical Spiritualist. My name is Morgan and I am your host. I am a therapist, coach, tarot reader, energy worker, past life regression therapist, all the things. And lately my kind of process has been I'm uploading my podcast to Anchor that distributes it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And then I'm also uploading a video version to YouTube, because I know some people like the visuals. So today we're doing a collective tarot reading for May, which I think is a really great way to read for people who maybe have barriers to getting a reading, an individual reading. So I think it's a great way to have support that is free. As always, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Since this is a collective reading, not every single thing is going to fit to your story, your life. I also channel by writing a lot of things down, so you'll see me referencing my notes a lot. Let's just start with, and whenever I do a tarot reading, I just start with collective energy or overall energy, even if it's an individual person. So started with the collective energy of May, the High Priestess, Five of Cups. This was next, Justice. And then Nine of Swords. Always have to count 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Page of Wands. So with all that combined, I really feel like a lot is going to be illuminated this month. So the High Priestess is sitting behind two pillars that are kind of secretive. So this feels like something's going to be revealed that you weren't really ready for, you know, and the moon right here, a very spiritual card. Let me read to you what I wrote down. Secrets revealed, you maybe weren't ready for, but it's here regardless. And now you must take the first step on the new journey, which is what I felt with the Page of Wands. This is like young or new at something. Like, I don't feel prepared, but we're sure as hell going to act confident and act like we are ready for this. And I wrote down, yeah, you're right. You weren't prepared for this thing to be illuminated, but you're here and it's okay. There's kind of like the Justice. I really felt like balance with this card. It's okay if you don't like this change, if you're grieving it, but know that once you feel your feelings and you sit with this new thing that's coming in, the cups are waiting for you. You know, you're kind of like, oh, look at everything that I've lost. This doesn't really, really feel good. This wasn't the change I was expecting. But at some point after kind of this grief passes or you work with the grief, you're like, okay, I'm ready to take it head on because I know I can. I wrote down, you can't possibly know everything and be prepared for it all. I wrote down unexpected. As I was shuffling the cards, I just got a glimpse of the tower. So to me, that says like, there may be like kind of like a tower energy there for those of you that know tarot, but I don't think it's like a full tower moment. You know, when I read, I'm like, a change is coming a lot. I understand. I have anxiety as well. This doesn't mean that, you know, you and your partner are going to break up or that you're losing your job. It's just, you know, it could be as simple as you had a girls' weekend planned and now you're sick and now you can't do it, you know, or like something kind of fell through or something wasn't as fun as you were expecting. It doesn't always have to be these big things. I know I never read from a fear-mongering perspective. So overall change, but you're going to end up embracing the change with the Page of Wands. So the next question I asked, what cycles will be ending this month? Two cards. If I hit this microphone one more time, two cards, Five of Swords. This was over here. The Chariot. We know about the Five of Swords, just kind of yucky, kind of weird, off energy. And the Chariot. I love the Modern Witch tarot deck of the Chariot. It's a person on a motorcycle and they're just like real badass. To me, this is saying like our highest self is coming in this month And we are not tolerating stuff like we used to. This kind of like, you've been thinking that you need to save people. You need to, you're giving people a lot of chances. Maybe they'll change. Maybe I'm just not seeing things clearly. And your highest self comes in this month. The Chariot comes in and is like, no, I am seeing it clearly. And it's just not for me anymore. This kind of stop to this like rescuer, this martyrdom. You can't save people who don't want to be saved. You can't help people who don't want to be helped. Maybe like a feeling of like, we're at least noticing like our codependent behaviors here. It feels like there's like a lot of like choice I got. So like with this, the Chariot, and then also the High Priestess, a lot of duality of, you know, you could go this way, which is not for your highest good. Or you could go this other way that is for your highest good. One path is toxic. One is healthier. It feels like kind of like a healing energy. Like, you know, we're just kind of over this one thing. You know, it doesn't have to be relational, which I guess everything is kind of relational, but like a job or a project, something that just hasn't been feeling good may like you decide, not for me. Close of a chapter that feels kind of, I hate when people say this, but it's the only word I can think of, like low vibration. Like it's just not matching your energy. I wrote down in quotes, nope, I deserve more. You took me for granted. I know what I deserve. Again, doesn't have to be relationally, but it sure can be. Let's move on. What cycles will be beginning this month? The moon, again, there's a lot of like illumination, things coming to light, things that weren't in your, you know, you weren't really worrying about these things, but with like the moon and the High Priestess, okay, now they're on your radar though. It's like ready or not, you know, we're here, we're doing it. So what cycles are beginning? The moon, King of Pentacles, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Of swords. I always have to count. It's like doing math. It's like 2 + 2. It's like, I always do that. 10 of wands. Burnout central. So I was getting this really feeling of like, okay, so you were kind of being like toxic and you know, you're saying goodbye to this unhealthy thing, but then, you know, we have to be wary of swinging toward the other end of the spectrum with hyper independence. This kind of, oh, no, I can do it all. I got it. No, I'm good. No, I'm fine. I got this. So I feel like, you know, you're deciding to say, not this path, but then you're like, okay, I'm healing. I'm doing it. And then it's like, okay, actually, maybe the reason why you chose that path to begin with is some shadow work, some inner healing, some things that are harboring inside of you with or without this thing that you said goodbye to. You have some internal things that need to be worked on that you're still carrying, that you're still holding. And the King of Pentacles seems like, oh, everyone thinks that I got it together. You know, I do what's for my highest good. Like you putting on this kind of like presentation of the King of Pentacles of like, yeah, I know I'm doing things right. My life is good. But really it's like this juggling act of way too much is going on. I wrote on hyper independence, like underline that. When you get rid of that toxic thing that we're talking about over here with, I almost have to sneeze. With the Five of Swords, it's like you need to replace that. You know, if we say goodbye to a friend who hasn't really been matching our energy for a while, well, then you need to invite in more social support. It can be different, but you need to replace that. So often we're like, okay, saying goodbye to this toxic thing, goodbye to this, goodbye. And I'm so guilty. And this collective reading honestly feels very aligned. We just think, well, I don't need anyone then. I can do it myself. No, that's burnout. That's crash and burn. Where is that coming from though? That's an internal thing, thoughts that can be kind of reprogrammed. And I wrote down this question I've been pondering a lot. What role do you play in your own suffering? Yeah. You know, you don't have to share with others that you have it all together, because rarely any of us do. But yet we put on this presentation that we're all good, that, you know, we're doing it. We have a perfect relationship, the perfect job, perfect curated social media. You can hear my cats, I know. But I really feel like what we're calling in is like, what's actually going on? What needs to be revealed or brought to the surface? There's no more suppressing anymore. The moon is illuminating a lot. Just calling in that you need support. Let's see. We could do, like, why do you have this hyper independence? Okay. I feel like this hyper independence exists because you think it's just easier that way. Like, these are beautiful cards. These are very, that, like, you can create this happiness that you desire, that you don't need someone to kind of fulfill this for you. You can do it. Okay. So then the last question I asked was, okay, here we go. Here it is. Any other advice? A lot of ace energy, new beginnings. This one is ace of wands, five of wands, three of pentacles. What order did these come in? I forget. Okay, it went five of wands, three of pentacles, ace of wands. My God, I'm having a brain fart. I wrote down just very clearly, put the inner conflict away and be social anyway, you know, collaboration. It feels like you need to reach out to that group. You need to reach out to that yoga class. You need to reach out to that group of friends, reach out to that person that you think is cool on social media. You know, we can always battle ourselves and be like, well, you know, what if they don't want to hang out? What if I get rejected? What if they already have friends? Maybe I just want to stay home anyway, but it's like, no, fight through that. Okay, I should have. Fight through that. And start a new relationship anyway. Okay, that's your collective reading. Thank you for being here. I'd love to know if this resonated, and if so, what resonated, and I will see you on the next one.